I know. Sorry, guys.
Can we bring this mood up a little bit? Here we go.
I mean, it's definitely like not as deep of an issue, I would say. This next one is titled, Am I the Asshole for Never Making My Grandson a Baby Quilt Like I Did for Other Children in My Family? We all like a good mother-in-law problem, don't we?
Always.
Go on.
I, 56 female, was told about this place by my niece, so I'm telling my story here to get some opinions from people who aren't so close to the situation. I like to crochet. I like it a lot and do it on the side as a hobby and make a lot of stuff for my family and friends and pay for everything myself. When my nephew told the family that he was going to be a dad, we were surprised and delighted. I asked him if he and his girlfriend picked out a name, and they told me that it would be Ian if it was a boy and Sophie if it was a girl. Fake names. I secretly decided to make two blankets with each name on it and gifted it to my nephew and his family when I was finally allowed to see their son. They were delighted, and it turned out that a neighbor of mine had also had a baby and decided to use the name Sophie for their daughter, so I just gave them the blanket. When my daughter announced that she was going to be a mom, I was excited, and she loved the idea of me making her child a blanket too. My daughter waited until she knew the gender before telling me the name, and I started making the blanket. After that, a lot of the people in my family would come to me and ask if I would make them a blanket because of how well I made them. They offered to pay me, but I refused and told them that this would be my gift to the baby, and that all I ask is that they tell me what name they wanted months in advance so I could have plenty of time to make it, as I still worked a full-time job and did this on my free time. Last year, my son's fiance announced her pregnancy, and I was happy for them. I repeatedly asked for a name so I could start making the blanket, since my son and his fiance told me that they wanted one. And my son's fiance snapped at me and said that I'd get the name when I got it. After speaking to my son, he and his fiance decided to keep the name a secret until the baby was born, so no one could steal it. I asked them how I was going to gift the baby a blanket with their name on it if I didn't know what it was, and they said I could just do a rush job later. Well, the baby was born and the name was announced on social media. I was happy and went to visit, but my son's fiance was upset with me for not bringing the blanket when I first met my grandson, as per tradition. He was born on a Tuesday and I met him on Friday, and I worked every day that week. Apparently, my son's fiance was hurt that I didn't care enough to take off work to rush the blanket. I told them that I'd make a blanket soon, but then when I tried, my hands started to have massive pain. I went to see the doctor, and given my age and the cold weather, I may be developing arthritis and was advised to not do a list of activities until further notice. When I told my son and his fiance, and they were again upset with me, so I just decided to buy a blanket. And apparently, I'm a petty and passive-aggressive mother-in-law who's punishing them for not being told the name when I first asked. Am I the asshole?
What a total bitch. Oh my gosh, how dare this woman? What? How dare her? No, I'm fucking with you.
Sarcasm.
Wait, what?
Sarcasm. Sarcasm.
Sorry, didn't get, everyone held their breath. Catch that. Everyone just held their breath.
Super unappreciative kids. And man, shame on her daughter, soon to be daughter-in-law or daughter-in-law at this point. Not acceptable. Come on.
Mm-mm. They have clearly never crocheted or knit a day in their life, because man, that takes a long time, and that is a lot of work and many, many hours.
Well, it's quilting, right? So it's sewing?
Crochet.
Crochet. Oh, crochet. So it's like knitting, needles, but fancier. Mm-hmm. And
These two are insane.
You know how I can knit scarves, you guys.
Yeah. Couple scarves. Rows and you just keep going.
That's
down.
It. No mittens, no hats. That's way too complicated. Scarves. But to like crochet a name into something, that's very complicated, I think. That takes a lot of time and talent to figure out.
Well, and it's probably different colors because obviously you need the contrast to be able to read it. It's like, I can't even, I can barely do math. So like, I'm like, okay, if it's Ethan, you're going to have to do 5, 5, 5, 2, like
the spacing.
What? No. I want to learn how to sew. Like, I got my girl Stephanie that came to the live show in LA. She's going to teach me how to sew in the new year. I'm really excited, but like crocheting, I know that's above my special talents. It's not in the cards for me. That is insane to be able to do that.
You kept the name a secret for X amount of months.
And well, I get that. And I get that. I like, we kept that. Our names a secret.
So
you guys still have a name list you're keeping secret.
No, there's no more kids.
I think we told you.
No more.
No, you didn't tell me all of them. You
said the only one that mattered.
Rowan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why'd you bring that up? I was keeping it a secret.
The world knows.
You guys aren't planning to have any more.
It's a great name.
It is a really good name.
I know.
I like honestly, that it's a unisex name, too.
Every time
I want
we bring
unisex.
The name up, I'm like, maybe we should have a third.
Oh, dear.
Emmett will start sleeping better eventually.
We'll be too old. I'm already too old for that.
How old? No, you're
anyways,
not.
Yep. Moving on.
You're just so in your 30s.
But
I understand. I understand.
Yeah, they kept the name a secret. That's
keeping
okay.
The name a secret because, you know, yep, sometimes
who
people
is the mother-in-law
going
to tell?
Right.
If who is she going to tell? She's just crocheting a blanket.
Right.
Who's she going to tell?
Right.
Well, interesting that the baby was born on a Tuesday and it was a Friday.
And she found out on
social media.
That rocked my world. Yeah. Like, you are the grandmother, and you find out what the name is on social media? That's kind of rude.
That sounds like a daughter-in-law from hell,
right?
To be
like,
honest.
I think, didn't we have the agreement? Like, we didn't post Eloise or Emmett on social media until we had the opportunity to go around and tell people, right? Like, I think we waited.
Yeah, we waited like a day
week.
Or two, but also it was probably because we were tired.
No, I do remember this because I came to the hospital and like took pictures,
yeah,
and you
I
guys
said,
just asked,
no
you're like,
media.
Hey, don't post social media for a couple of days.
We
like,
wanna
yeah,
be
we want
to tell the people.
Yeah, which is so
we
fair.
Do the announcement.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So
if
fair.
If you left anybody out and you found out from social media, our bad. I'm just saying, like, you don't know,
yeah.
But like, I would feel like your mother is not somebody that you forget. Like, that's
right.
At least a phone
yeah.
call. And in this day and age, that's a FaceTime or WhatsApp or whatever you're going to do.
It's weird.
It's
the
possible,
relationship
right?
definitely seems a little strained. I, you know, each relationship has its own dynamics, but I do get the vibe from this one that the future daughter-in-law is definitely playing some puppet strings and like, the son's relationship with his mom is a little strained, and it could have been that way before, but it definitely is in this situation because it just seems like unrealistic, like out of touch. Like, you expect someone to take off work to make you a fucking blanket?
That's ridiculous.
Right.
A blanket.
No.
That's ridiculous.
If you wanted a blanket so bad with the name that you were keeping secret, go on fucking Etsy, bitch. There's an amazing abundance of crafts people there.
Somebody could have done it for you.
Like,
absolutely.
And now she's dealing with arthritis or sore joints or whatever she's dealing with. Like,
right. Let's
fuck
give this,
off.
Let's give this lady a break.
For real.
Exactly. Like, and you played yourself. You didn't want to give her the name. So you didn't give her the name, which is totally fair and fine. It's the way you wanted to run the show, life. But now that you didn't get your fucking blanket on your little timeline and now she's dealing with arthritis, you can fuck right off.
I would imagine just in my brain, I know it doesn't need to be a full-size blanket because it's a baby, but I would imagine it's still pretty sizable, right? Like 3 feet by 3 feet. I would imagine it takes a long time to crochet that just in general.
Yeah, it does, yes.
And you're picking, if it's a boy, your blues and greens, and if it's a girl, your pinks and yellows or whatever, but
only neutral colors for me. I hate pink.
Yeah, neutral, whatever. I mean, that's going to take a long time. I can't imagine these people, their expectations are just fucked.
Well, people were like, honestly, I'm looking at some of the comments now and some people were not the asshole. Like, the overall vote on this one is not the asshole, but I'm looking at some of the the comments that OP responded to. And even some of these people are assholes in my opinion. Like, someone was like, everyone sucks here. You could have made a blanket without a name on it. Surely easier than the two blankets you made for that other baby. On the other hand, they were acting selfish and entitled by demanding a rush job. The options were between a nameless blanket and no blanket. And OP goes, no, they wanted the baby's name to be on it. Which
that's
is like
the whole point.
That's the whole point. That's like the standard that's been set. Like, so Rivka 333, you're dumb. Next one. Everyone sucks here. They're a bit entitled, but you're passive aggressive too. How? In my, like what I read, OP.
She tried.
Like, she tried, but she also respected their boundaries, which is what everyone wants from a mother-in-law or anyone in their life. So how are you going to complain? Someone respected your boundaries, didn't push you, didn't nag you, didn't go behind your back to get this name, and then you're going to bitch about it? What?
Right.
I am trying to, like, wrap my brain around this lady, like, being in the wrong here, and I just cannot put myself there.
And literally,
based on the circumstances, like, she tried. She tried to do it.
And also, this is all about a gift.
A gift.
A gift.
Mm-hmm. Time and money and love. A lot of love goes into this.
She's
it's
not
a
entitled.
Gift.
She doesn't have to do it.
No, not at all.
She's doing it because she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And what if her arthritis were flaring up even beforehand and she was like, you know what? I just can't do it. Then, how would they respond then?
I don't think they care. I think they're like, fuck you, fuck your hands, where's our blanket? And a lot of people keep bringing up the point like, oh, there's a lot of colors that are gender neutral and you made two last time, which was a bit over the top.
With names.
And OP goes, first and only time I did that. From that point on, I only did one. And I think like a lot of people in these comments are kind of throwing that in her face, being like, well, you made two that one time, so what's the trouble?
Who cares?
First of all, they didn't give her any name. There wasn't a boy or a girl name or a little person name regardless. They didn't give her a name. And this person's like, oh, you could have left space at the bottom. Like,
do people...
Come on, people.
Do people realize that seasons of life change? Some years I went hunting every day of the season. This year I only went 10 times. Next year I hope to go 40 times.
But this year was your most lucrative season.
We don't talk about that. But so I'm just saying, like, things change. Okay. Maybe she had a great work schedule that season or during that when that baby was being born. And that, you know, there's just certain things and circumstances that play into this. So, like, again, give her a break. Maybe she was super busy. Maybe she's struggling now financially in comparison to where she was back then, and she can't afford to make two blankets.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, people, give people the benefit of the doubt and realize that this lady is trying to do something nice for you.
Yeah, the comments really, really surprised me that so many people were going after her. But overall vote was not the asshole. The top comment... Not the asshole. They decided keeping the name a secret was more important than the traditional gift. Life happens, and now that traditional gift is no longer available. They should have told you the name in private and asked to keep it a secret, or accept getting the blanket late, if at all.
Absolutely.
Well said.
Yep.
Well said. People are a little crazy. I mean,
people
if someone...
suck.
I just like, if people... I don't know. I think if someone like in my family made me this gift and like wanted to know the name, like I'm really indecisive. So I'd be like, hey, you can wait until after this kid is born and the ink is dried on the birth certificate, because honestly, even then it might change. So I have no problem getting it late. Like, or if at all, like I would never, like I'm indecisive. Like I'm the queen of returning stuff. I like buying, but I get anxiety returning stuff. I make Justin do it a lot. But I just love, like, I love being able to change my mind. I think when I feel trapped in a decision and it's like, oh, this is permanent, it freaks me out. Like, getting a house, scariest thing in the world. Getting a car, committing to a car, scary.
Big decision.
Buying
big
a plane decision. Ticket to somewhere, scary.
A like, name.
Insurance.
They're going to have that name the rest of their life.
I know. That's a big responsibility. Names can make or break a person, according to some authors. Malcolm Gladwell. Mm-hmm. Power of a name.
Yep.
But yeah, no, this is interesting. Not the asshole. I think this daughter-in-law needs a reality check. And I hope you don't make a blanket. Fuck them. Okay. Last one.
All right, here we go.
TV timeout. Okay, a little more. Both side person.